We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show, a major grassroots win thanks to you. We go through a story from NBC News about the New Hampshire Secretary of State, where they are backtracking thanks to you. We talk about the timeline. The timeline is coming up. The timeline against Donald Trump and how they are interfering with our constitutional right to a fair and free election. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to hear from you. Become a member of our team. It's members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. As always, you can email me freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com and get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. You can also go to charliekirk.com. All of our t-shirts sold out of Donald Trump's mugshot, but you can get more at charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. There's a fair amount of negative news out there. But yesterday, you guys stepped up and you made national news. Yesterday, we talked about the plan to prevent Donald Trump from being on the primary ballot in New Hampshire. Breaking over the weekend, ABC News said the New Hampshire Secretary of State was playing patty cake and meeting with Quickie Corky, the Corky Corky, whatever that weirdest name I've ever seen, Corky Quickie, whatever, Corky Messner, who says that Donald Trump should not be allowed on the ballot. The New Hampshire Secretary of State says, okay, I'm going to entertain this. And he met with Quickie. And this all of a sudden was starting to gain traction and momentum. You had the Atlantic say that Donald Trump should not be allowed on the ballot. You have the New York Times come out and say that Donald Trump should not be allowed on the ballot. The New York Times came out and said that elections are bad for democracy. They were building and they were building and they were building. Now, praise God, this show is growing like gangbusters. Praise God. It's one of the few positive things happening on the landscape right now. And you guys are more engaged and you are more willing for action than ever. And so I've been monitoring these issues outside of the silly stuff we see on TV, Republican good, Democrat bad. And I'm trying to find the pressure points. We are trying to find the pressure points of where they're going to try to pull a fast one against the United States Constitution. And New Hampshire seemed to be the place where Corky, it's his actual name, was going to do that. So the New Hampshire Secretary of State was like, well, I'm open to all these ideas. And we isolated the New Hampshire Secretary of State yesterday. You guys literally melted the phone lines yesterday. So many phone calls from this audience from across the country saying, what are you thinking? What are you doing? What are you doing? Front page of NBCNews.com. Of course, they had to get their little jabs in. These people are so dishonest. These people would be editors at Pravda. But that's okay, because the piece actually is fine outside of their outright lies. Trump supporters flood New Hampshire election office with calls after false claims about ballot access. False claims? They're the ones that are hosting the meetings. In fact, in the article, they say it. But that's all right. I'll get to that. That's the second point. The more important point is this. The New Hampshire Secretary of State's office was flooded with hundreds of calls Monday from Donald Trump supporters seeking reassurance that the former president is going to be on the ballot next year after conservative talk show host Charlie Kirk falsely told his listeners the state is trying to sideline Trump. The Secretary of State, we'll get to the false part of it because they're lying about me, they're lying about you, but whatever. Here's the win. The win is that we forced a comment from them. In fact, the win is that you guys were so overwhelming in your communique that NBC obviously was leaked this story from the Secretary of State's office because the Secretary of State was trying to play victim because they could not turn their phone on yesterday because of the overwhelming amount of communication that you guys issued. Remember, we told you to be polite. We told you to be clear and be factual. Secretary of State David Scanlon told NBC News, quote, "This is the kicker. They are now on record. They are not seeking to remove any names from the presidential primary ballot, and I have not said that I'm seeking to remove any names from the presidential primary ballot." Now, interestingly enough, he's acting like, well, I don't know where this is. Breitbart.com, they back down. He backs down. But did we just make this up? NBC News acts as if I woke up and I made this whole thing up. That I said, you know what would be a good day? This is how dishonest NBC News is. By the way, Emma Barnett at NBC News doesn't reach out to us, doesn't ask for comment. She just writes this article. It's as if I woke up on Monday morning and I said, I know, I'm going to spend our valuable time together to have you contact David Scanlon, the New Hampshire Secretary of State. As if I came up with it ex nihilo, out of nothing. As I just kind of grabbed it out of the sky. I said, why did we do this? Did we make it up? No, of course not. This is why. The article actually confirms that it wasn't falsely, that Bryant Quickie Corky Messner, a Republican whom Trump endorsed, met with Scanlon on Friday. So it wasn't falsely. Messner made a presentation to the Secretary of State about why he thinks that Donald Trump should not be on the ballot. Scanlon said, quote, "I listened. Just as I would listen to anybody that wants to come in with issues related to any candidate's qualifications, one way or the other." So he was entertaining kicking Trump off the ballot. And I said on this show, and you guys listen, we're not going to put up with this. We are going to preempt this aggressively. We're going to shine a light on these cockroaches, as it says in Ephesians. We are going to shine a light on their deeds of darkness and deceit. The time for pad cake and footsie with the enemy is over. You see, the old Republican way of doing things said, wow, they're having meetings. I hope that doesn't materialize. We're not going to do that anymore. You, the grassroots, spoke up. And then they come out and they say, whoa, 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 hold on. We're not thinking of getting Trump off the ballot because they backed off. Breitbart.com, New Hampshire Secretary of State backs down, not seeking to remove the ballot. After Charlie Kirk and his supporters called Scanlon's office, following reports, Scanlon was waiting to use the 14th Amendment to keep Trump off the ballot. What is the significance of this? This is a scalable playbook. Anytime we hear these whispers or these rumors, if they are not preempted, if they are not suffocated at the incubation phase, they metastasize, they grow. You have to pre-bunk these things. The RNC war room should have handled this, but there is no RNC war room. Instead, you guys handled it. The article goes on to say that this is all just rumors, that Donald Trump will be on the ballot. Fine. Now NBC News is coming out and they're saying what we wanted. We got clarity and we got the record set straight. That Quickie Corky Messner, who's coming out with this fringe legal theory, being a proxy of David French and the New York Times and the Atlantic, is DOA, dead on arrival. But they do say here in the article that there might be some legal challenges to Trump's qualification to run in the state under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which says no person can hold public office who is, quote, engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States. NBC's just hedging a little bit there. Like, oh, well, you know, there might be some stuff. No, we're not going to put up with it. This is an all-out assault on the promise of consent to the governed, on representative government, that we in the Republican Party, as dysfunctional and damaged and weak and feckless as the Republican Party is, we still get to pick our candidate. Thank you very much. Like, don't get in the way of our candidate selection process. We get to choose who gets our delegates. Get out of the way, Secretary of State. Get out of the way, Atlantic. Get out of the way, David French. The people are still going to be in charge of the Republican Party. You want to deal in superdelegates and backroom deals and smoke-filled rooms and treachery and deceit? That's the Democrat Party. Just wait to see how they treat RFK Jr., where they're going to do all sorts of different games, all sorts of different types of very suspicious activity, the same way they did with Bernie Sanders. The Republican Party is a disaster, but at least we still have people that choose our nominee. That's a good thing. At least we have the people who choose our nominee. This is a win. So now they're on the record, and this is exact. See, the media has the great Rush Limbaugh, may he rest in peace. He taught me this, and he taught us this every day. So the media can't, the media, instead of saying, well, yeah, of course we're going to keep Trump off the ballot, they have to try to make it seem as if we were spreading something false. That's a huge win, everybody. They're lying about that. But the fact that they now say it's false that Trump won't be on the ballot, boom. That's considered to now be fake news, even though he himself acknowledges, I sat down with Corky Messner and was considering it. Oh, so you heard a presentation, you were considering it. But now the Secretary of State says, hold on, time out. Basically, what this whole thing is this is them suing for peace. They want their phone lines back. That's what this is. You guys called so much. You guys kept so much pressure on. They leaked this to the NBC News, basically saying, feel sorry for us. The Charlie Kirk supporters keep on calling. And now he's saying, I don't even know why they're calling because there's no such plans. Good. We'll stop calling as soon as you repeatedly say that Donald Trump is allowed on the ballot and emailing. Until then, the calls will continue until morale improves. But right now, it's fine. We got what we wanted. We will scale this in every precinct, every district, every county, every secretary of state. The grassroots will be alive. We will pick the target. We'll be peaceful. We'll be polite. We'll be factual, but we'll be clear. We will honor your office holder, but we're not going to back off and we're going to let you take people off the ballot off of some fringe weird legal theory because David French can't get platformed anywhere else. Oh, I woke up and I think that enough. Get out of the way. We're not going to put up with it. Big win for the grassroots. Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things. I know, don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know, has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. There's a couple lessons here. Number one, this shows the power of just 400 to 500 phone calls. Now, mind you, many of you are emailing us freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, I couldn't get through. Charlie, I couldn't get through. That's great. There was such an overwhelming incoming. Number two, I think this is a lesson of how important our show is here and how important you are. And I read your emails. You send me freedom@charliekirk.com. We have an ongoing dialogue together, which why I think the show is so powerful. I'm not talking at you. We're talking with each other. And I read and I learn and you guys correct my grammar, even, which I appreciate. It was probably more like thousands of phone calls. Let's just say it was 1,000. But it goes to show that if you are on the edge, if you are learning, if you're watching, if you're seeing, if you're tracking, that is very important. That's what a quote-unquote war room should be doing. That's what Bannon does very, very well. And so we're constantly looking at the target, finding it, freeze it, isolate it, and then keep the pressure on, Saul Alinsky would say. Not that I'm a big Saul Alinsky believer, but he certainly knew how to mobilize the grassroots towards an aim and an objective. But the other lesson I think that's important here is that when there's something treacherous underway, our best response is exposure. You have to wonder if we would have been able to shine a light early on with some of the treachery that has now grown. You see, They're going to try this in other states. They're going to try this in other areas. California is probably going to try to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. There's going to be other places that do this. What made the New Hampshire example especially repulsive is you had Quickie, who was a Republican candidate Trump endorsed, and then you had Scanlon, who's a Republican Secretary of State, entertaining them. Oh, you know, I'm looking at this. No, we're not going to put up with this. It's not going to happen. We're long past the time of, well, I just had a meeting. You shouldn't have the meeting. You should have told Quickie, this dog doesn't hunt in New Hampshire. You take a meeting, just every meeting. Yeah, I think that Donald Trump should just get all the Electoral College votes for New Hampshire because he was a great president. Oh, really? Let's have a meeting about that. It's so out there. That this legal theory is so fringe. It is so unsubstantiated. Lawrence Tribe just basically pounding out things on his laptop. I hate Trump, therefore. You see, this is a big issue, and I think we need to walk through this. They start from the premise of defeat Trump, imprison Trump, hold on to power, and then they creatively use the Constitution or find clauses, sentences, words in the Constitution to fit their aim and their objective. That is the opposite of originalist intent. That is a living, breathing Constitution to fit your aims and your ambitions. And they're going to try this again. They're going to try all out 14th Amendment. They're going to try removal from ballot. This thing is probably going to get up to the Supreme Court. But we need to get people on the record that there are no such removals from ballot. That, by the way, poor guy from South Carolina. I must have got 10 messages while we were doing the show. Charlie, no, like they were misunderstanding what I was saying. He's like, no one's getting kicked off the ballot. No one's getting kicked off the ballot. I said I wasn't suggesting that the sweet Secretary of State man from South Carolina was kicking Trump off the ballot. What I was saying is that if another state kicks Trump off the primary ballot, we should kick Biden off the ballot, fight fire with fire. Here's the thing. NBC News says, Charlie Kirk supporters flooded the office. Hundreds of calls Monday. Bad guys do not like being called out for their treachery. We need to scale this, keep the pressure on, continue to expose what they are doing. The power of this audience is real. We shouldn't do it all the time, but when we find it necessary, when they are going after the Constitution itself, there will be full all-out mobilization. Very thankful for you guys. You guys are terrific. Now, the timeline is coming together, but the question is, what is the intent? What do they really want to have happen here? I'm going to debunk one of the low IQ takes from the neoliberal Republicans regarding the timeline. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So Judge Chutkin has officially scheduled Donald Trump's trial. The first trial looks like it's going to be on March 4th. Now, Donald Trump is going to appeal this, but just to give you an idea, this is the day before Super Tuesday. The day before Super Tuesday. Now, consider all the attack vectors that are currently underway against Trump. September 6th, Trump will be arraigned formally in the Fulton County on conspiracy. March 4th, and by the way, there's so many other pre-trial deadlines that we're skipping over. Here's as it is right now. March 4th, Jack Smith begins his trial before the number one January 6th punisher, Judge Chutkin. And just take Trump out of the picture, former president. Former president, while trying to become president again, has to stand trial on garbage. Never before in American history, on a legal theory, never before tested in American history. On March 25th, New York trial begins on the ridiculously fringe novel criminal theory from Alvin Bragg. In May, Trump's document trial begins in Florida. Now, legal scholars are also pushing this harebrained, republic-ending legal theory, simultaneously that the 14th Amendment somehow empowers local election officials to unilaterally move Trump from ballot access across the nation. So let me just take a time out. Let me tell you how this is going to work. If the trial dates are as they have them currently outlined, the DC one in particular will be very difficult for Donald Trump to win. By winning is you get acquitted, not guilty. Very, very hard. We live in this sick, brave new world of zip code justice where you get a completely different trial based on where your trial occurs, on jury selection in particular, but also the judge. Look at Andy Ngo's trial in Portland. We didn't cover this on the show, and we should have. Andy Ngo was suing civilly against Antifa. And at the end of the trial, despite having video evidence, he lost the trial. The lawyer for Antifa points to the jury and says, I will remember every single one of you. We are watching you, and we are Antifa. And the judge does nothing. That is outright jury intimidation. Cars were broken into of journalists that were covering the event. And the judge just kind of sits there and says, welcome to Portland. Despite having video evidence, having the goods, because it's Portland, Antifa are the shock troops of the left of Portland. They're untouchable. They are the Praetorian Guard. They act with impunity. They do what they want. They are black bloc. So zip code justice is the new way our country operates. So Donald Trump will not get a fair hearing. If I am proven wrong here, I hope I am proven wrong. But I also want to make sure we tell you the truth because I don't do the hopium stuff. You know, some of these broadcasts I get sent of other people, oh, Donald Trump is going to beat all these charges. That's nonsense. Should he? Of course. It's a bunch of trash. It's gibberish. It's garbage. He is most likely going to be found guilty in Washington, D.C. if the trial date happens under its current scheduling. Now, that will be immediately appealed up to the United States Supreme Court. Presidential immunity, executive privilege. This is going to start an avalanche of questions. But let's just focus on the dates really quick. And then I'm going to also mention something that some people that do not like Trump that call themselves Republicans are talking about. Number one, this is the day before Super Tuesday. The day before Super Tuesday. Direct election interference, but they don't want elections. Evidence? How could you say such a thing? They don't want elections. Just read the New York Times. Just read the Atlantic. Elections are an annoyance to the insiders. Elections bother them. They prefer selections. A constitutional republic has elections. Oligarchies have selections. Important difference. But as soon as Donald Trump is convicted, and hopefully not, but he probably will be found guilty in D.C., then all of a sudden, all of these fringe legal theories, the 14th Amendment, will resurface. Because then they'll say, well, previously we said you don't need to be convicted, but now he's convicted, so now you totally should not allow him on the ballot in the midst of the Republican primary. So some people are coming out who are in the Ron DeSantis camp or in the Nikki Haley camp, and they say this. They say that the Department of Justice and the Democrat Party, they want to run against Donald Trump. So they're doing these indictments so Donald Trump will win the primary and they'll run against him in the general election. This is ridiculously stupid. Instead, here's what they really believe. They believe Trump will win the primary no matter what, and they're trying to weigh him down ahead of the general election. They're trying to damage him, smear him, and slander him, that by the time he takes the stage at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee of July of next year, that he will be a multiple convicted felon. They want to have the description, the adjectives, for all of the info babes at MSNBC and CNN, the Dylan Mulvaney lookalike, Caitlin Collins and all of them, Twice convicted felon, Donald Trump. Twice convicted felon. Once convicted felon, Donald Trump. Facing XYZ years in prison. They want that. It's a psyop. They want to be able to describe him as a felon because, yes, it does make it harder to win over independent voters if you have felon in front of your name. But CNN.com just published. Of course, yes, of course, Donald Trump can win in 2024. CNN.com, the chance of Trump winning another term is very real. Politico.com, Trump actually has a pretty good odds of getting back in the White House. Yes, he can win. And understand, their ultimate insurance plan is Fulton County. New York is it's a weak case. It might end up being successful. Is even if he wins the presidency, there is a chance that a local DA could say, Mr. President, you have to report to prison in Fulton County, Georgia. They have thought this through. You are living through their plan. As we talked about with Tyler Boyer yesterday, not trying to demoralize you, not trying to depress you. We're going to build you back up with actual some spiritness. There is no plan. No one has thought this through. There's no war room. There's no central nervous system. We're just kind of hoping and guessing. Like, oh, well, maybe we could do this. Meanwhile, the Democrats have this planned down to the date. Pure coordination. Sophisticated harmonization. And this is going to be happening right in the middle of the Republican primary. Now, to the best of our knowledge, we've asked around. There is not a single district attorney or Republican attorneys general that has an active criminal investigation and or plans to indict a single Democrat anytime soon. Not one. Just so we're clear about our side. Now, if these trials are done in the first half of 2024, then if they get a conviction, they can smear Trump as a convicted criminal in the second half. They might be able to get an appeals court to affirm the conviction by election day. Or they might even be able to manage to get an order sending Trump to prison in the midst of an election, forcing Trump off the campaign trail and giving them an enormously powerful image. At that point, they're just trying to provoke the right to violence. Do not take the bait. How could you possibly say that you're trying to heal the country? Which they're such liars. That in the midst of an election, you wheel off the opposition candidate who was president for 4 years. And here's a fact. Donald Trump has been president longer than Joe Biden has been president. That's obviously, but it's just worth repeating. He was president for a full term. And if and when he gets convicted, there's all these appeals that will eventually make its way up to the Supreme Court, mainly on technical issues. But even if Donald Trump gets acquitted by everybody, the Democrats still win. They will have made Donald Trump spend tens of millions of dollars on legal fees. They will have slowed down his campaign. They will have tattered his image. They are using every cheating trick in the book. Every possible cheating trick. The whole kitchen sink. They are maximizing their advantages for the 2024 election. This has never been about the law. It's never been about justice. This is about keeping power and crushing you, the enemy. They think they are close. They think they are one election away from permanently turning the country into California, which is a one-party state. I got asked recently by somebody, well, Charlie, what's their goal? One-party state. They want the country to become California, New York, and then they can really start the tyranny. This is just a warm-up. They have not even begun really what they want to do. Okay, so then a very obvious question, you know, a good friend of mine who runs Prana IV, by the way, if you guys are in the Valley of Phoenix of the Sun, you guys should check out Prana IV Therapy. They do a really great job if you're ever sick or you want some wellness. So Kirk, who runs Prana, he asked me, he says, well, Charlie, does that mean that Trump will pardon himself? Yeah, that means that Trump would have to pardon himself. Understand that this is leading up to where they're trying to force the issue where if he's convicted, Trump would have to run on a self-pardon, which they think would be very, very unpopular. But let me tease a little bit of good news here, because that's all very heavy. It's very, very heavy, no doubt. But this show, we look at things that are not always news before it's kind of news before it becomes news, the things that are below the surface. And by the way, I don't care if Trump pardons himself. In fact, I think he should pardon himself. He needs to pardon a lot of people. January 6th defendants, he needs to do a lot of stuff. But let me tell you about this story that's bubbling up, bubbling up, bubbling up. There is a wing of the Democrat Party that really no longer exists. These are the old crow Democrats. You could call them blue dogs. You could call them war hawks. I'm talking about Joe Lieberman. I'm talking about even Republicans in quotes like John Huntsman. And there really isn't a place for them in the modern Republican Party, and there really isn't a place for them in the modern Democrat Party. And financiers are getting together, and we have warned about this in a good way. No Labels is holding a nominating convention in April. NBC News, No Labels chair McCrory, who is the former governor of North Carolina, says those saying third party can't succeed thought Trump couldn't win. They are talking a big game. Understand that as overwhelming as it might seem, Donald Trump v. Biden, Donald Trump v. Biden, because we're not making the investments. I mean, we're trying our best at Turning Point Action with a shred of a budget, but the big oligarchs, they're too busy spending money with DeSantis. I'll get to that if I have time. No Labels getting into the race. We do not know how it's going to work out. It could help Trump. It could hurt Trump. I think it actually helps Trump. And the Democrats agree. The Democrats are doing everything they possibly can to prevent No Labels from running. They're trying to cut deals. They're trying to offer stuff. And Joe Lieberman, who is the former vice presidential nominee with Al Gore in the 2000 election, says, quote, "We do not look to be a spoiler. We'll launch a 2024 campaign to win, and they would be very well financed." If there is an entry of a third party type campaign with Cornel West, with No Labels, all bets are off. This is one of the reasons why they have to try to weigh down Donald Trump as every way they can. Now, I'm not a fan of David Axelrod's politics, but I think David Axelrod about 50% of the time says something smart when he's just talking about pure politics. And David Axelrod said Donald Trump's ceiling is capped, but so is his basement or his floor. That Donald Trump has a ceiling problem, but a floor advantage. I thought that was really well put by David Axelrod, where his base will not move from him, but there might be a difficulty moving beyond the 46-47% of a base. But if you have multiple candidates, that ends up being an amazing advantage for you. So we don't know if No Labels, who they will nominate, if it will work, if it will help, will it hurt Donald Trump in certain states like Utah? It remains to be seen. But here's the story that made me almost throw my coffee at the wall this morning. While the Democrats are currently pouring hundreds of millions of dollars into ballot chasing, voter registration, they have hundreds of full-time staffers in Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia. Turning Point Action has a couple dozen. We're doing the best we can. We know of no other full-time organizers out there. The RNC certainly doesn't have them. Ron DeSantis Super PAC, sitting on $110 million, has just said that they are doing a $12 million ad placement right now to support Ron DeSantis. I think Ron DeSantis is a great governor. Why is he trying to ruin his political career right now? Spend that money to help us win in the general. Why are you buying ads to make consultants rich in Iowa? Just say, look, I'm going to go be governor of Florida and turn Florida into the most Republican state. And I'm going to deploy my $100 million to help us defeat Joe Biden. He would be hero status in the Republican Party, win or lose. He would look magnanimous. He would look like a confident leader. He would look like he is bigger than just the personal pettiness that's going on right now. Instead, you might as well just burn that money. Donald Trump will be the nominee, absent an unforeseen black swan event. We need that money as a movement right now, and you're lighting it on fire. Lighting it on fire. This is why the Democrats are so confident. They're so cocky. Indict Trump, weigh him down, make the Republicans fight amongst themselves, burn the money, do the boring stuff in Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia, and squeak out a win. And meanwhile, we're worried on a vanity project. It's got to change very soon. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.